Now joined by Vanderbilt head coach Melanie Balcom, players D. Davis and Carlos Thomas. Coach Balcom, take an opening comment. Any questions?
Well, I know it wasn't as pretty as our first two games. I think what's really important is that we showed that we can play any tempo. I know it was in their tempo and their low score, and we battled. We battled down the stretch, and I was really proud of our defensive effort, and defense wins champions, wins championships, and I think that's what happened tonight.
Questions? Huh?
Does three-point shooting get you to the championship?
Yeah, it got us there, but they took away our threes. They took away our high post, high low. We did get the ball inside, but not as much. They did a good job on us inside. We scored in spurts, but they forgot about Dee Davis, and she stepped up, and she penetrated. She got fouled. She hit pull-ups, and she hit a big three. And, you know, it's like pick your poison. And I'm just so proud of how, you know, it can be somebody different every night. And I thought, you know, Dee really stepped up at key spots tonight for us.
So, three in the middle, go ahead.
Dee, could you describe that play where you cut by fouls with about a minute to go in the game there at midcourt and then you had to break away? What happened on the play to score?
I honestly didn't even see it at first. It was a press breaker play that we had, and I was hoping Carla was going to throw the ball because I knew I was going to get down there. But she reached for the ball, and I was able to move it out of her way and get down the court.
Coach, what does it say about the strength of the SEC to have a number three and a number four seed in the finals?
I think it says a lot about this conference. I thought it was deep from top to bottom this year. I thought there were a lot of great games in the tournament, and I think that, you know, hopefully we'll get six teams in at least, if not more. I just think, you know, night in and night out, it's you can't rest. You've always got to be ready.
Coach, you played LSU recently. Did you make any adjustments or changes between last game and this game? Did they seem to be doing anything different to you?
No, we didn't make a lot of adjustments. I mean, you have less than 24 hours to come back, rebound after your last game, and there's not a lot of prep time. What was nice is we knew them, but at the same time, they knew us, you know, and I didn't think their game plan wasn't going to change a lot, and our game was a plan. It was going to be who executed the game plan better, and down the stretch, you know, who wanted it more. It comes down to such a mental toughness game in games like this, and I just thought we gutted it out.
All right.
Dee, at what point did you realize how important you were going to be in this game? Was it early on, was it coming into the game, or was it when you guys started missing some three-pointers?
For sure, when we started missing a few outside shots, I knew that I had to step it up. And when the coach said, do what you do, and, you know, if you can't get all the way to the basket, because Sylvia's down there, and then you got to pull up. It was a championship game, and I knew I had a lot of heart coming in this game. I knew it was senior night. We played with a lot of heart, and I knew this was a championship game. It felt like the same motivation going in. And I knew we had a freshman SEC championship on our belt, and we wanted to leave out with one on our senior year.
Melanie, Sylvia had a dominant game against Tennessee last night. Could you just kind of go over what were the keys to maybe cutting down on both her rebounds and points down?
Well, the big thing, we played team defense, you know, and we talked a lot about where we want to double her from and how we want to force her up as high as possible so that we can recover back out. We didn't want it to be, if she got us too deep, it's too late to double. She'll just jump up over you and score. And we wanted to force her to try to make a post move, force her out high, then come and double from the closest person and then recover back out. And it's the same game plan we had when we played them at home, and we thought we executed it well again.
Carla, it looked like stopping Sylvia, you guys were going to run out of fouls early. Talk about how you guys managed your fouls after the first half.
It was frustrating at first to come out and get those early fouls, but I think Liz stepped up amazingly well. And she was banging in there with fouls, and she made her work hard for every basket that she got. So I think with that rotation that we have in the post, we can go to the bench when we need to, especially if we get foul trouble early.
Middle.
Corey, coach is talking about keeping fouls from setting up too low near the basket, but that's easier said than done because she gets low and gets positioned so often. What did you do against her? What were you subconscious of doing against her?
Coach was talking about moving her feet and just trying to get around as much as possible, and can't really move her off the block. You just have to sort of use her momentum against her. So when she's trying to cut somewhere, you make her cut where she doesn't want to. And it's not really a matter of doing anything special. Just keep moving your feet. And trying to keep her from getting somewhere where she doesn't want to be.
Do you touch on a little bit under the radar the first couple of games of this tournament? How meaningful is a senior special is it for you to come in and have such a huge game of championship and you know get a championship on your way out the door?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear the first part of that question.
You flew under the radar a little bit the first couple of games of this tournament. How meaningful is it for you to be able to step up and have this kind of performance in the championship?
Oh, it was overdue, especially how I played last night. I didn't even play 20 minutes, and I knew I needed to be on the floor with my teammates. And, you know, being a senior, you need to be a leader and, you know, make smarter decisions on the floor. I just made it a point to tonight come out and do everything that the team needed.
All right.
Melanie, what kind of NCAA seed do you think you're looking at now, 2 or 3?
Yeah, you know, I try so hard not to read the projected things because, again, so much of it is just pure opinion and projection, and there's so much that goes into it, and then you never know what the selection committee is thinking. And my opinion is very biased, but I think we deserve a 2 seed. I know when we ran the table when they were freshmen, that's what we got, was a 2 seed. I didn't think we made any mistakes. We scheduled, I know last week we had the 9th best schedule in the country. We scheduled higher. We made no mistakes. We have no bad losses, and we have a couple real good wins now. And we're playing our best basketball down the stretch. So I hope they take all those things into consideration. If they do, I think we're going to get a 2 seed, a 3 at the lowest. To be honest with you, I'd be disappointed with a 3.
In the back.
Connelly, y'all talk a lot about coming into this tournament. But how meaningful it would be to be able to win an SEC championship for senior year after winning it your freshman year. Put it to work if you could, what it means to have accomplished what you set out to do.
Wow, that's hard to do. I would say it's sweet. It's bittersweet, but it's a great feeling. It's like, you know, you know you're going out. You know you're finishing up, but you went out the right way. So I guess that's how I do it.
Have time for a few more? Anything else? One more?
Coach, how important it seemed like keeping him off the offensive glass was an important key today. Talk a little bit about that, if you would.
Yeah, I talked a lot about, you know, on TV that we held him to 28% field goal percentage, which is awesome. It's amazing. And then to hold them in the last 6 minutes without a basket is just playing great defense down the stretch. But I ended up with saying the key was checking it out. You know, we knew we were doing a good job on their first shot, but they didn't get second or third shots. And I thought we did an awesome job just going after the basketball and wanting it. And I just really, really proud of how bad they wanted this game and how they gutted it out. And that's just effort, their effort skills, and they showed a lot of heart. I didn't even worry about it. I knew they would. If there was a loose ball, we were on it. And we've been that way all the way down the stretch in all these games. And it's so nice to coach a team that I don't have to coach effort, because you can't coach effort.
Anything else? One last one in the back.
Could you put into words as a coach of the senior class how meaningful it is for you to watch them be able to win this championship on their way out?
It's awesome. That's why I coach, to see them be happy and accomplish this. They've been through a lot, and they've worked really hard for it, and I'm so happy for them.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks.